You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for ages 2 years and up. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com. Yes, I am Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of August 2nd, 2019. Already in August. Holy moly. Your weekly technology auditory gem here in the studio with me.
Chris Graveline. And since it's August, my birthday month celebrations can ensue.
Yeah. And hilarity will ensue as well. You know, your birthday's not till the 20th, so everybody else remember that if you're listening in. Send Chris a happy birthday on August 20th. There you go. Got that out of the way.
But in this family, we celebrate for a month, except for yours.
Yeah, right, except for mine, where we celebrate for 3 months. Not. Anyway, Erasmo's in the control room, Horatio working with the show out of New York, and glad, in fact, thrilled that you are tuned into Tomorrow, keeping in mind that our big summer giveaway is in its final month. It sounds so final to say final month. But if you've not called into the show yet, what on earth are you waiting for? What the tech are you waiting for? If you've got a question, a comment, a concern, help for another listener, you want to share details of your latest favorite app, or just share some tech rage, whatever the case, we want to hear from you. And when you get on the air, that's it. You don't have to qualify any other way. No goofy phrase that pays to remember, or you don't have to be the 1,000th caller. None of that nonsense. Just join us, participate on the program, and you win some of the tens of thousands of dollars worth of goodies we have to share.
And breaking news, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be hitting the road again to Dallas, Texas.
Oh, they have good steak there.
That's what I hear.
Among other things, yeah. And why are we going there?
Yeah, some show.
Is it because you don't remember?
It's that we're going to attend Knowledge Fest, which is being put on by the Mobile Electronics Association. So all about knowledge when it comes to cars and mobile electronics and sound.
And festiving.
And festiving.
Festivus.
Yeah. Festivus, yeah.
So it is all about mobile electronics, all the cool stuff for boats, cars, trucks, all sorts of neat stuff. We're going to, of course, be interviewing all sorts of people, a lot of big exhibitors and some small exhibitors, too, that have some cool new products to share with you. That'll happen 2 weeks from now, right?
Yes, it will.
Do tune in for that. Some heavy tech news this week. A lot of activity in the technology industry, and then we'll get to your calls. For example, another huge data breach affecting lots of people. Capital One says that more than 100 million of us were affected by a massive hack. The breach affected people who have or have even applied for a credit card from Capital One. Get this, over the last 14 years, with the theft of sensitive data, including your social security numbers, bank account numbers, and about 1 million Canadian social insurance numbers as well. The hacker also stole victims' names, addresses, zip codes, phone numbers, email addresses, and dates of birth. Basically, everything that they'd need to screw with your credit.
Oops.
Yeah. So, who's in your wallet?
Not them anymore.
Because isn't that their line? What's in your wallet? Yeah. Capital One? Yeah. So now, who's in your wallet? If it's Capital One, you're in trouble.
Yeah. You know, and of course, the FBI arrested Paige Thompson. She's a 33-year-old former Amazon software engineer.
Oh, great. So Amazon taught her how to do it.
Yeah. Thompson was identified after she bragged on GitHub about stealing Capital One's data, according to a criminal complaint filed in federal court.
So not only is she a thief, but she's stupid.
She's one of those dumb criminals.
Yeah. Bragging online about how she broke in and stole 100 million bits of data information for... Oh, my gosh.
Thompson said she accessed the data by exploiting a misconfigured firewall set up to protect the data stored in the Amazon Web Services cloud.
Oh, which Capital One no doubt was using.
Correct.
And a lot of businesses use. So that ought to teach you something, that not to trust them.
Uh-huh. So a GitHub user who saw Thompson's comments alerted Capital One. Capital One then alerted the FBI, who obtained a search warrant for Thompson's residence. There, the agents seized electronic storage devices containing a copy of Capital One's data. So that was pretty much their smoking gun.
Unreal. Unreal. Well, it's a good thing she was that much of an idiot to boast about it online, well, so they were able to arrest her.
Let's see. A lot of these criminals boast about it because that's what they want. They want the recognition. Even if they don't do anything with the data, they want the recognition to say, you know what, hey, I got in and I stole all this data.
That's like the latest jerk to be throwing water on two New York cops was recording it on his phone but didn't know that there was a security camera completely showing his face and identifying him from a business that were these two, they were traffic cops, whatever, but standing on the corner, and he's dousing them with water from his water bottle and recording it, but they're his faces in full view. So, good. If you haven't seen my Facebook post or Instagram, you got to check that out about a nice canine who's saying, go for it. You want to douse my officers with water? Let's play a game. How fast can you run? And having worked with a lot of canines over the years as a police officer, not me personally, but with other officers, they love a good bite. It's what they train for. So please, yeah, let them do that. That would put an end to that nonsense pretty quick.
Yeah.
So do check out. I'll follow you back. Mention the show or something so I know it's you. I've gotten a plethora of these weird model photos from people or people that post their cat and want me to be, you know, their friend. So I don't do that. Or even worse, post in a language other than English. If all your posts are in non-English, I'm not going to friend you. Why would I do that? I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, apparently the foldable phone fix is in. Samsung Electronics said it has ironed out, finally, the technical problems in its foldable phone and will put it back on the market in September. So next month now. Woohoo, the foldable phone. The South Korean company, which provided details on this specific fixes it made, will only relaunch the almost $2,000 handset with specific countries at first. So we pray that your country is among them if you're really waiting for the foldable phone.
So they ironed out the creases in the foldable phone?
Ah, you see that. They ironed out. Oh, jeez.
So imagine having the ability to zoom in on objects with the literal blink of an eye.
What?
Now, it might sound like something out of a sci-fi flick, but now that hypothetical is a reality, as research from the University of California, San Diego, have designed contact lenses that use the electrooculographic signal naturally produced by our eyes to perform vision-enhancing tasks like zooming in and out.
What do we naturally produce but with our eyes?
Electrooculographic.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. When I was writing out my story, I actually had to hyphenate that word because I kept mispronouncing it when I was pre-reading the story. These are soft. Actually, the contacts, which are soft robots, feature 5 electrodes per lens. The electrodes are spread across the contacts to act as muscles and are made up of layers of electroactive polymer designed to expand when they receive an electrical signal from the eye. In the study, scientists placed an elastomer between 2 electrodes, which activate with an electrical stimulus provided by the human eye. The activated electrode causes the elastomer to expand, resulting in zoomed-in vision. Another double blink deactivates the zoom and sets vision back to normal.
So, whoa. So with these contact lenses, you can blink twice and
well,
your eyes...
It activates the lens to zoom in and then blink twice again to go back to normal.
That's freaky. Don't blink twice while you're driving
exactly.
Or something. It's going to mess you up big time. But, wow. So I could be looking out from my office across the lake and say, is that an iguana over there or a duck? Because it's hard to see way over there. Blink twice, it'll zoom in.
Yeah.
And then blink twice again, it zooms back, and I get back to work.
Yeah.
Is this available now?
No, it's just in the lab.
Oh, just in the lab.
But you can imagine the problems that can arise if people start wearing these and are out walking on the street.
Jeez. And don't rub your eyes too much either, because I'm sure the polymer will mess up, and who knows what you'll be seeing. But that's interesting. Yeah, get an evaluation review pair, and we'll...
I'll let you review them.
Yeah, we'll try it out. Last week, the Justice Department cleared T-Mobile to proceed with its $26 billion merger with Sprint. Of course, the deal still faces a federal antitrust lawsuit brought by more than 10 state attorneys general. The companies agreed to the DOJ's demand that they help Dish Network become a fourth national carrier. If it's anything like when I had Dish Network, that's not going to go over very well because they screwed up more than they could get anything done. But at least that's part of the deal, because the national carrier Dish will be able to sell the satellite service $5 billion worth of assets from T-Mobile and Sprint. Dish agreed to retain for at least 3 years those assets. By the way, did you know that Sprint started out as a catchy acronym? Did you have any idea? Any idea what Sprint stands for?
I think I used to know this, but I don't know.
It is very odd. Are you ready? Sprint actually stands for Southern Pacific Railroad Internal Networking Telephony.
Okay, I did not know that.
Spells out Sprint. Wow.
So when it comes to sending intimate photos, Gen Z is leading the charge, with nearly 40% of youngsters ages 18 to 22 sending off naked pictures of themselves.
No.
Now, that stat comes from the 9th annual Singles in America study conducted by Match, which is the corporate parent of dating apps Tinder and OkCupid. Researchers quizzed more than 5,000 single men and women around the country about their sexting habits and found that Americans of all ages are partial to sending a questionable pic every now and then. The youngest Americans weren't the only ones into sexting. Millennials sent out nearly as many nudes, with 37% of adults ages 23 to 38 saying they've sent someone a dirty picture of themselves. As for my generation, Gen X, which are people in their 40s and early 50s, only about a quarter reported sexting. Now, for the record, I am not among those.
Well, I don't know. Fortunately, I don't ever look at your phone. I don't want to either. But.
Well, I've always told people I like to live my life so that if something were to happen to me and I died, I don't want my kids to be embarrassed to look at my devices.
There you go. And what about, I'm sure you have notes on us baby boomers.
11% of baby boomers say they've taken part in the digital free love.
Just digital free
love. Well, that's just because, you know, most of your generation still don't know how to use these cell phones.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you're the exception. You got a tech show.
Yeah, well, I do. I mean, I do. Yeah. Yes, exactly. How about Bowen in Tyler, Texas? I understand he listens, or she? I'm guessing. It's a he. Listens on KTBB. Hello, Bowen.
I'm looking for a good general laptop. I do a lot of photography, and I send a lot of my photos to a magazine online, and my computer's very slow at it. Just good graphics, but I don't need a terribly expensive computer. And then just general use. Other than that, I do some drawing on my phone, and I'd like to start doing the drawing on the computer, and I watch lots of videos. So just looking for a good general under $1,000.
Well, Bowen, $1,000 is not a very high budget for a professional laptop. So this will all come down to how intensive your photo editing is. If you're editing some very large RAW files, for example, a sub-$1,000 machine may fall short on performance. But if you're thinking of something simpler, you should be able to find something for around that price, certainly. For example, a brand new powerful Microsoft Surface laptop can cost twice as much as you're willing to pay. But a previous generation Surface Pro 6, for example, can be had for around $700, and they're reasonably competent machines. A Surface Laptop 2 will cost you a little bit more, maybe around $800, but it should also be a very compatible and capable laptop. A 15-inch Dell XPS will be close to the top end of your $1,000 budget, though. It should come with enough RAM to handle fairly intensive editing that you're talking about.
Yeah, now, this all assumes that the editing you do requires some power, either due to the size of the image or how complex the work you do is. If you're just sending this magazine images that are basically 1,000 by 1,000 pixels, then, well, pretty much anything will do. You can look at laptops that will cost you less than the ones we mentioned. Now, as for drawing on your laptop, a good drawing pad will probably make your life much easier. Wacom, or Wacom, has an endless amount of those, so they should have something that matches your needs, including tablet types with built-in screens. Those will run you considerably more, though. Now, by the way, if you want to stretch that $1,000, powerful desktops are much cheaper than powerful laptops, so it might be worth adding those to the list of potential buys.
Oh, that's a good idea for Bowen, because maybe unless he needs that portability, you know, taking it to a client or, you know, travels a lot, taking it with him, what have you, maybe look at a good desktop where you could get everything you need and spend less money, and then some.
Yeah, and desktops are still, these days, much easier to upgrade later than laptops are.
Very true. So you still have that. Bowen, let us know what you end up with. While you're there, by the way, do check out the post for the big summer giveaway. We still have a lot of people that are asking for a lot of things that we don't have to send. People, again, are asking for a TV or a new phone, or they're not on the list. If they're on the list, please ask for any of those items. We'll do our best, no promises, no guarantees, to get them to you. But if it's not on the list, we can't send it to you.
I would really like a new TV, too, but we don't have them to give away.
Yeah. So please look at that. And when you call in, mention what you'd like. Maybe two or three of the items. And if we still have them available as we wrap up the last month of the big summer giveaway, we'll do our best to get one of those things to you. Because we obviously want you to have something you would appreciate and like and use and would be beneficial to you. But please don't ask for, you know, a monkey on a tree or something. We don't have those on the list.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, that would be Chris. We'll send you Chris. But otherwise, it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Bitty Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
You know, 64% of us are now regularly using another device while we watch TV at the same time. So we're curious, what are you doing with your tech? See, answering a question like that and telling us why, that also gets you prizes. Not qualifying, gets you actual prizes when you call in and participate during the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. Stay tuned. More details on that are coming up momentarily. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text radio to 35,000.
Oh, and you want more info about the hot summer giveaway? Of course you do.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Somebody cued the orchestra and so forth, and that announcer dude sounds a lot like me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With echo.
It costs us a lot.
It does. Yeah. You can't afford me. We've got goodies for you, and among other things, items like...
From Sanzine America, several of their HDR 14 AM-FM stereo portable HD radios.
From Travel Car, airport parking and car rental. You the kind that travels a lot? Maybe you just want to rent a car periodically? We've got a $300 online redeem code for you from them that you can spend however you'd like in that capacity.
And Bracketron sent a box overflowing with goodies, including, among other things, their cell phone dash mounts and travel mounts, 4-port USB chargers, Bluetooth FM transmitters for the car, all sorts of stuff.
We got $300 wireless noise-canceling headphones from Audio Technica. You want one of those, trust me.
Jabra, we've got their Elite 65T True Wireless Earbuds, their Move On-Ear Headphones, and Elite 65T Sport Earbuds with Alexa.
From Razer, Hammerhead Duo In-Ear Headsets. They sent us about a half a dozen of those, worth $60 a pair.
From Vinpower Digital, this has been one of the more requested items, their 128GB iX Flash iPhone Flash Drive.
Yeah, I think we have one of those left. They sent several at $100 a piece, so if you want one of those, you better call in and participate soon. From WDC, 6 terabyte G Drive USB, 2 terabyte WDMI Passport Ultra, a 400 gigabyte SanDisk Ultra Micro SSD card. There's a bunch of goodies from WDC.
Catalyst sent a whole bunch of other stuff too, including waterproof cases for AirPods, the Apple Watch, the iPhone XR, Samsung Galaxy S10 and S10 Plus.
From DE World, their grip all-in-one phone mount for the car. They sent us, oh gosh, a couple of dozen of these worth $30 a piece, but will make your phone work in any capacity in your car. And see, since the orchestra finished, we have to finish at this moment. We'll tell you more of the items next hour and more in our third hour, but you can get the entire list, of which we add to regularly, even during the summer, at intotomorrow.com. Look toward the top. You'll see the summer giveaway post. Click on that. Scroll down to your heart's content.
And we'll tell you later how you can get your hands on Dave's love handles.
there you go.
Stay tuned for that.
You know, some people have been asking for Dave's love handles, and that's great. We'll send you that and something else. Don't worry. But people have been asking for Dave's love handles. I'm not sure how to take that, but I appreciate it. So, yeah, we'll have those, among other things, as all part of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And, of course, you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter. I'm sure you do. Did I mention it's free and it's only once a week? And we don't share your email address with anyone? So all you have to do is visit intotomorrow.com. A little box pops up and sign up for the tech newsletter. You get tech news. Go figure. You see who's on the show coming up this week. You see some highlights of the summer giveaway items, among other things. And
it seems hard to believe, but kids are beginning their journey back to school, and heading online can help you prepare for a great year. So we've got some tips for that.
And, of course, knowing what to expect when you've been hacked and how to fix it can help. But knowing how to head off hackers in the first place, even better, yet another item in this week's tech newsletter at intotomorrow.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're nearing the end of our huge, big, annual cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And what that means is, if you have not yet called into the program with any reason to get on the air, perhaps a tech question, any concern, help for another listener, we love those calls as well. Maybe you just want to share with us your favorite apps these days. That's okay, too. We just want to hear from you. Share a little tech rage if you'd like to. The number to call anytime, day or night, 24/7, with anything involving consumer tech is 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Get on the air. Call in. Win stuff. It really is that easy. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to remember some goofy phrase that pays or be the 100th caller or any nonsense like that. Just participate on the program. You automatically win some of the goodies from many of our guests and sponsors and other friends of the program, sending us tens of thousands of dollars worth of cool stuff to share with you. Bebcare created a suite of premium baby care products that assist parents with their everyday baby monitoring needs. We have the chief product engineer from Bebcare, Andy Chan, on the program. Andy, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Sure. There's, of course, a lot of baby monitors on the market. We've talked about them for many years on the program. And the first question these days, appropriately, I think, by most parents and grandparents, for that matter, that comes up is the safety of baby monitors. So let's get into, you know, a little bit about BebCare, what yours does, and then, of course, talk about, is it hack-proof, if there is such a thing? Is it, you know, a safe baby monitor that others can't really get into without permission? First, let's talk a little bit about BebCare. Tell me about the company.
Sure, Dave. So we founded BebCare on the belief that we want to create a suite of baby monitors that are solely focused on the safety of the product. So a lot of baby monitors out there, they use a technology called DECT, D-E-C-T, mm-hmm. Which is really more designed for indoors wireless phone users. So this technology has a very high level of wireless EMF radiation, which isn't great for baby. So we set out and created a set of baby monitors where we use a technology called Digital Safe Radio, DSR technology, that would reduce the level of radiation by over 90%.
Oh, so it's really not as much of a concern about somebody monitoring or being able to listen in on your baby as it is these electromagnetic frequency things that are being spewed by many monitors.
That's correct.
Ah.
So security is also something that we are very concerned about, too. Mm-hmm. So all of our products are secured by end-to-end encryption.
Good. Well, that's a good start. But, of course, also, as you mentioned, you're concerned about these EMF transmissions or emissions as well, which is something that we really haven't talked very much about on the show. Mostly everybody's worried about, can the neighbor listen in? Well, how about the safety of the baby as well? And I'm glad that you've addressed that.
Yep, that's right. It's the same idea where a lot of people would avoid putting a Wi-Fi router right next to the bedside.
Yeah, true. And if not, then you should avoid that.
Exactly.
Now, what features does the BebCare baby monitor specifically have to really make it so super safe? Obviously, we talked about EMF. You talked about end-to-end encryption. Those things all very important. And does this monitor do what most other baby monitors do anyway? Is it just a matter of audio so you can hear if the baby's crying or not? Or what else does it monitor?
So this is the beauty of BebCare products is that we don't sacrifice performance for safety. We have both. So we use a technology called Digital Safe Radio DSR technology, which actually reduces wireless emissions and at the same time it increases range. So, for example, our audio baby monitor has a range of up to 650 meters, which is 2,000 feet. Mm. And that makes it an industry-leading wireless range as far as baby monitors goes.
Good. And again, what does the monitor monitor? Are we just listening to audio? Is it monitoring heart rate or breathing? What kinds of things does your monitor take care of?
Yep. It can monitor audio. So when a baby cries, it will transmit the sound to the parent unit.
Okay.
We also have a video monitor where you can actually see the baby as well. And we have a smart monitor unit where you can actually see the baby on your smartphone. And it has a 1080p high-definition camera. Mm. On top of all of this, we also have a smart baby breathing sensor mat, and this is a very unique product in the industry, where the mat actually places underneath the baby's mattress, and it would actually monitor the baby's breathing pattern. And if there's something that's abnormal about the baby's breathing pattern, it would alert the parent immediately.
And you're saying that's a monitor that's placed under the mattress, so apparently it's sensitive enough under a mattress to still detect breathing patterns.
That's right. You can literally place a slide a feather across the breathing sensor mat, and the mat would detect the feather.
Wow.
So it's a very sensitive product.
Okay, very cool. And then in terms of, I'm seeing on a video on your website that the monitor is actually in the crib with the baby. And is that in order to be able to hear them very close up and see them very close up? Or is this something you could use on the little changing table next to the crib or that sort of thing?
Yep, you can put it inside the crib. Our recommendation is that you put it about 1 meter away from the baby. So to keep it at a safe distance, the baby doesn't play around with the baby monitor.
Yeah.
And at the same time, by putting it a meter away from the baby, you also help reduce the amount of wireless EMF that the baby is exposed to.
Okay. How much is the BebCare monitor?
It starts from $129.
Okay. And you say it starts there because are there different versions or different models available with different features or accessories you can add to it?
Yeah, that's right. So the audio unit starts at $129. You can add the smart baby breathing sensor mat on top of that. And also we have a video baby monitor that starts around $229. And then we have the Wi-Fi connected baby monitor that starts at $279.
Wow, okay. So you can
all of our product employs the DSL digital safe radio technology.
Okay. And they can you can be spending $500, $600, $700 even if you want. Of course, at any expense, obviously you want to monitor and take care of your baby. But how does one decide whether they need all of these additional accessories or is it just, hey, if you got a rich grandparent, let them buy it all?
So I think it ultimately depends on what the parent is looking for. If, let's say, you are a working parent and you need the feature where you have the ability to see the baby when you're in the office, then we recommend the connected version. So you can literally see your baby in 1080p HD anywhere in the world.
Okay. And, that gives, of course, a parent some peace of mind, too, especially if they're left with a nanny or maybe an elderly grandparent and you just want to make sure that they're able to take care of the child. It's good to be able to keep an eye.
That's right. That's right. In fact, a lot of our users actually use it to monitor their elderly parents as well. So it's not just for baby monitoring.
Okay. I'm seeing other features, too. Unlike some of this conversation, it says zero delay. So apparently, if you're monitoring remotely, you are seeing it in real time, and there's no delay so that you can act quickly if necessary.
That's right. That's right. It's very important to act immediately when your baby is about to cry. You don't want it to turn into you don't want a baby crying to turn into a thunderstorm before it gets out of hand.
That's true. Having raised three kids and some grandkids, I can relate. Although I never heard it turned that way. A crying baby turns into a thunderstorm. Yeah, that's kind of a good way to put it. But you also have things like temperature monitoring, lullabies. I mean, will the device actually help put the baby to sleep with lovely music? Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. Or sometimes when a baby wakes up, the baby is by himself or herself in the room, having a little bit of music lullaby that turns on automatically helps soothe the baby.
Okay, so you don't get that thunderstorm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Does BebCare have other products? Is this your main thing at this point? Are you working on other things that will help parents and children?
Baby monitor is really what we are focused on and what we're known for. But we do have some very exciting new smart connected baby products coming up, one of which is a connected smart baby air purifier product that you can bring outside. It's highly portable. It's about the size of a Coke can. But the idea is that you can bring a little purifier along with your baby wherever you go, whether or not you're in a restaurant or you're in a car. Or you're on a train, it helps create a bubble of clean air for the baby.
And when do you expect that to be available? Anytime soon?
That should be on sale in September or October.
Okay, of this year. So just in time, maybe for the holidays, you might want to get something like that.
That's right.
The little baby monitor, the size of a Coke can or maybe a Pepsi. Either way, whatever your choice is. It's a small soda can, so obviously it's very portable and makes sense. You have any idea what that might be costing yet, or is it a little too soon?
We should expect it to cost around $150.
Okay. And again, you know, very inexpensive to keep the baby healthy and breathing pure air. For more info, you can visit BebCare, BebCare.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Andy, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And let us know when your other products are available, and we'll be happy to mention them on the air as well.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Our pleasure again, BebCare.com. I'm Dave Graveline at intotomorrow.com. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I can't get get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
Are you a digital native or maybe a digital immigrant? Well, let us here at Into Tomorrow help with any digital quandary that you may be experiencing. You know, you can call us anytime, 24-7 at 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO and participate on the show and win fabulous prizes.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24-7, all-Dave, all-the-time channel.
All-Dave, all-the-time. Just what you want, along with a Dave Love handle.
Yes. On our website at IntoTomorrow.com.
Yes, indeed.
Jump aboard the time machine.
Jumping.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
Here's Chris. Oh, that's what the guy just said.
Yeah. Okay. This week in 1876, Thomas Edison, the man behind thousands of inventions that we talk about. We seem like we talk about Edison every week on the show.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, he was a nerd, but he was a cool nerd.
Yeah.
He patented the mimeograph machine. He described it as a method of preparing autographic stencils for printing.
Great. Googly moogly.
Many of us, yes, including me, remember those mimeograph copies from school, those nice-smelling papers with the purple ink on them.
Yes.
I loved smelling those mimeograph papers.
I think early on in school, I was like almost getting high and not even knowing it by smelling those mimeograph papers. If the teacher just did it at lunchtime and it's the first class after lunch or something and you're passing them out, it's like,
Well, that wasn't such a chore, was it?
No, it was cool. I even got to run the machine a couple of times.
And you would have thought that when I was in school in the early 80s, they would have been done with by now, but I guess budgets were low here in South Florida, so they were still using the mimeograph machines.
Yeah, but then you'd also hear the teacher saying,
fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, they said that to me all the time in elementary school. Yeah. In 1944 this week, IBM dedicated the first program-controlled calculator, the Automatic Sequence-Controlled Calculator, better known as Harvard Mark I. Now, this wasn't the kind of calculator you could throw in your backpack. This calculator used 765,000 electromechanical components.
Oh, jeez.
And hundreds of miles of wire. It was 51 feet long, 8 feet high, and 2 feet deep.
A 51-foot-long calculator.
Yes. Well, that's really all these, the early computers, they were all calculators. That's all they did were calculate numbers.
Yeah, so. True. It was, but a 51-foot-long abacus.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah. In 1955 this week, Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering sold its first transistor radios in Japan. While you may not know Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering, you might know their newer and easier name, Sony.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
In 1977 this week, Tandy Corporation announced the TRS-80, one of the world's first mass-produced personal computers. It was sold by Tandy Corporation through their Radio Shack stores. The name TRS-80 is an abbreviation of Tandy Radio Shack Z80 microprocessor.
Wrong. It was an abbreviation for Trash 80.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Because that's what everybody called it anyway.
And this week in 1991, Tim Berners-Lee released files describing his idea for the World Wide Web. Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web 2 years earlier while working at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research.
Wait, I thought that was Al Gore invented the...
No. The decision was made, thankfully, to release the World Wide Web into public domain rather than profiting from it. As a result, the World Wide Web is now a part of our everyday life. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And I hope and pray that everyone listening, at least a bunch of people listening, can make it to Berlin for IFA.
I'll make it.
Well, you have to. Oh. But everyone else should be able to come at some point, because this show, unlike that consumer electronics show in Lost Wages every January, which they always miss the boat because it's after the holidays, and it's not open to the public. Well, IFA is open to the public, so you get to come in and touch and feel and see all the cool new things.
Are you referring to that show in Vegas that the same day they said they will allow sex toys to be at the show, they also said that they won't allow anybody to have sexy clothing on in the booths?
Yeah, that show. Okay. That can't make up their mind. Yeah. That give awards for sex toys and then take them back
and then give
them back again. It's like, oh, are you people nuts? Yeah, that show. That show that for 22 years gave us a little spot to broadcast from, and then now has an empty spot that's just covered up by drapes for the last 2 years rather than have us broadcast from there. That's okay. We do it anyway. Not from there, but we have exhibitors that say, oh, please come and broadcast from our booth. We'll give you space and a couple of tables and power. All right. We're there. Anyway, that show, yeah.
Right.
But at IFA, as members of the general public, you can come and see this show. Plus, Berlin is such an awesome city. We're so over Vegas. But Berlin is an awesome city.
Right. And have no fear. If you can't quite make it to IFA, you can tune to our website or go to our website, because we'll have videos of everything that we're talking about there.
Check it all out at intotomorrow.com, and we'll be there next month. Stay tuned.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
It's almost impossible to imagine going anywhere without our arsenal of devices these days, or being away from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever anti-social media you're on, for a full day. Can you imagine? After all, without all those things, how can we share and communicate with people? Well, we'll help you control your tech so it doesn't control you. That's what we at Into Tomorrow are all about. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Ooh, I shall do just that. Tiffany in Jackson, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk 97.3. Hello, Tiffany.
What's the best accessory to use with my iPhone 10 to try to connect my phone to my Samsung TV, or is that even possible?
Well, Tiffany, yes, it is possible. If anything, there are too many ways to do it these days. The best way, though, probably is using one of the many, many wireless devices made for just this very purpose. For between $35 and $69, if you want 4K, don't do that if you don't have a 4K set, you can get a Google Chromecast that will allow you to play videos from your phone on your TV. Generally speaking, Chromecast is very easy to use. Just touch a little icon and you're done. And it works very well. It does require the phone, though. Other options like Amazon's Fire TV and Apple's Apple TV will also let you access online videos using just your TV and the device. No phone is actually needed.
Yeah, now, if what you're looking for is a way to just play Netflix on TV, for example, Chromecast devices or a Roku or Fire TV will all be inexpensive inexpensive and easy options. If you're more closely tied to Apple's ecosystem beyond your iPhone, for example, if you use Apple Music or have a lot of iTunes media, an Apple TV may be worth considering. It works very well, it's quick and reliable, and has a less clunky user interface than most of the other devices, but the price is hard to justify over the others unless you've really decided that you want to buy that one.
Yeah, didn't you get an Apple TV at one point?
I had one a long time ago, and when it was time to upgrade, it wasn't worth the price because I wasn't really tied to that Apple ecosystem anymore.
Ah, gotcha. You're smart.
Now I'm using a Fire TV stick.
Very cool. Oh, so you have a little Android in your life.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, very fine. So, Tiffany, let us know what you end up doing because it'll help other listeners as well. And, of course, join us, won't you, at intotomorrow.com.